Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lounge J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, H2R Voices. I also had a chance while I was sick to catch up on the political theater with the 2024 election. And once again, I don't care who you are going to vote for, and I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm generally neutral politically. My beliefs are probably a little bit center right. But I'm not going to have a poster for Trump or a poster for Biden or a poster for Kamala Harris in my yard. That's just not really my style. I think that first and foremost, I truly believe I am a Christian, and I truly believe that the will of the Most High, the will of Yahweh, runs this whole thing. So we can have elections, we can rally, we can have our political discourse, we can have our disagreements. But at the end of the day, when I get down on my knees at night and pray and ask my Lord and Savior, this is my beliefs, this is Lance J's beliefs, I put everything in his hand. I put my life, my family, my wealth or quasi-wealth, my career, everything that I do, my health. Everything that I do, the objective is to do it to the glory of God. And ultimately, God is going to prevail. His will is going to prevail. So if it's God's will that Trump is elected, then that's what's going to happen. If it's God's will that Kamala Harris will be elected, that's what's going to happen. I don't get into all that other stuff. I don't think that as mankind that we have as much control over these issues. But I am a Christian. Those are my Christian beliefs. Everyone has their own beliefs. And I'm not telling you to agree with me or to disagree with me. As I've said repeatedly on this show, I am not intelligent enough or erudite enough to tell you how to live your life, what to think, what to do, who to vote for, what programs and initiatives to support, what to do with your money, how to invest, how to best manage your health. That's not my place to tell you. That said, I like the political theater. I find it to be very entertaining. Remember that Fox News testified under oath when they were sued for spreading lies about the voting machines, stating that the voting machines were rigged in specific states to steal the election from President Trump back in 2020. And they got sued for a billy, leading to the ousting of Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker Carlson is crushing it on the podcast. But Fox whacked their biggest ratings draw because of lawsuits. And because that's why you got to be careful what you say about people. If you have a platform, you want Sirius XM, you have a podcast that's hot, you want CNN, you want Fox, you better be careful what you say. Because you get into libel. You don't want to get into the libel discussion. Because the libel attorneys will eat you alive. This is what happened to Fox News. And they said under oath, they testified under oath that Fox News is strictly for entertainment. That this is not really news. This stuff's not necessarily real. It's a TV show. And I look at all of this as a TV show. I enjoy the TV show. And I enjoy the strategy. I kind of get my Karl Rove on and my David Axelrod on, and I'm just looking at what I'm seeing with Kamala Harris, and we're on H2R Voices. We're on Kamala Harris went to Howard, so shout out to Howard University. This is the home. This is home base for Kamala Harris. She's going to get love on Sirius XM channel 141, regardless of the political side. She is a native daughter of Howard University and the HBCU network. She's part of the Divine Nine. She's AKA. And this is just all I can say from what I've observed. I feel that the Republicans, if you want to talk about the concept of fumbling the bag, if you want to talk about the concept of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, I just see a party that's flustered. They thought that they were going up against President Biden. They had this whole President Biden is old and incoherent and doesn't know where he is and Dementia Joe and Let's Go Brandon, all of that stuff. They were going to pound on that. And the Democratic Party did something that I didn't think that they had the cojones to do. They gave President Biden, they chucked the deuces at him. That's usually what the GOP does. Like the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, VP Harris, they got behind closed doors. They're just like, look, heads have to roll. And I respect that because the GOP generally does whatever they have to do to win. And Democrats don't usually do that. And it's coming from kind of a neutral place. So the Democratic Party completely flipped the strategy here. Because now you have Kamala Harris, who's younger, much better looking. She's drawing huge crowds, much to the chagrin of Donald Trump, former President Trump. She has all of the accolades. CNN is behind her. MSNBC is behind her. I feel that ABC, CBS, there's a lot of support for Kamala Harris. And that does not sit well. You did not have Joe Biden drawing crowds of 15, 20,000 people. That's just not something. Joe Biden wasn't as much in the public. And then Kamala Harris does it her way. She does the interview when she bleeping wants to do an interview, which I love. I think is a great strategy. And everything about her just eats away at Trump and his ego. But if I was advising the Republican Party, I would just say this: stick to the issues. Because the race is kind of a dead heat. Now, I actually think that Kamala Harris is going to win. I didn't think that she was going to win initially. I look at the momentum. Just like when Trump was running against Hillary and I saw Trump's rallies compared to Hillary's rallies, I was like, man, this dude has a chance. I don't think he's going to win, but it's definitely going to be a white knuckler. It's going to be close. And I feel that Kamala's kind of edging Trump right now. I feel if the election were held today, I feel like she would win. Now, we don't know what's going to happen between now and November. We don't know if there's going to be another disaster of sorts, another pandemic. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't even know. For all I know, Megatron and the Decepticons are going to show up at the next Trump rally. Megatron and Starscream and Soundwave are going to be stumping for Trump. Like, we don't know what's going to happen because this is just an insane TV show. We're running out. This is like Breaking Bad season 5. But my only advice to the Republican Party, I would just say keep it on the issues. Going after Kamala Harris, calling her a DEI hire, which is basically saying that she's stupid, that she's unintelligent, that her cerebral cortex lacks the ability to process information as fast as her opponents. Talking about her personal life, implying that she's promiscuous, because you see a lot of that, especially on the Fox News site. There was a Fox News segment on one of their morning shows that one of the men compared her to the Hawk Tour girl, and saying that that's how she got her way to the top. So going there, getting into her, quote, blackness, when she went to Howard University and she is an AKA, that's you. And whenever you do that on the GOP side, you are pushing more votes in her direction. And I think that she's smart. She's just sitting there quietly. She's just like, continue to campaign for me, Trump. Continue to say all these dumb things that have nothing to do with policies, that have nothing to do with anything. You're just emblazing and emboldening individuals who are on the fence and are now going to vote for me. Her strategy is brilliant. And I said a few weeks ago, I was like, Kamala Harris, I was like, don't sleep on her. Because she's a thriller a dilla and a killa. But I it's so disrespectful. It's so repugnant. It's so predictable. And I think it's funny because right now, if you just look at the economy, the GOP has a winning hand. Houses are twice as much as they were 5 years ago. It costs $500K to buy a starter home now. People coming out of college can't afford $500,000. They don't have $500,000. I barely have that to buy a house. Like, you can't buy a starter home anymore. Gas is north of $4. Just go to the grocery store, get eggs and a gallon of milk. Go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac and a medium fries and a drink. That's like $14. Everything is super high with inflation. If I was the GOP, I'd be attacking on inflation. I'd be attacking on the border crisis. I would be attacking on the economy and the fact that wages are not going up as high as inflation. So the value of your dollar is significantly less than it was just 5 years ago, much less 10 years ago. I would stick to the issues. If it continues to go in this direction, and this is a neutral, nonpartisan point of view, if it continues to go in this direction, I think that she's going to win. She might win by a landslide. I feel that every time J.D. Vance or President Trump opens their mouth, I feel like they lose another 1,000 voters. And I just find the political strategy to be, a bad strategy, but just an embarrassment on politics. Obviously, Kamala Harris is a very brilliant person. I mean, a lot of people that may not agree with her record as a prosecuting attorney or her record as a senator, or even some of the tie-breaking votes that she's cast as vice president of the United States of America. But obviously, when you get into that DEI foolishness and all of that racial stuff, that racial construct stuff, you really honestly think that African-American people are going to say, well, President Trump kind of brought up a point. Is she Southeastern Asian or is she Jamaican? She's not really one of us, even though she's an AKA. So I'm going to vote for Trump and Vance instead. Do they actually think that? Do they think that people are that naive and that inept? It's just mind-boggling. And quite frankly, getting into her personal life, and I don't know anything about her from 30 years ago. I don't really do that type of research. But implying that she's promiscuous and used to sleep around and stuff like that, that's just unbelievably textbook chicanery by the Republican Party. And Trump himself, he's a 3X married individual that cheated on his current wife with a porn star. So you just don't really have the moral high ground regardless. I think she's doing a brilliant job. I think that sticking to the issues, not making it personal, focusing on the economy, focusing on what we're going to do to continue to boost the economy, to fight inflation. I think that ultimately Americans vote with their wallets. We can get into Democrat, Republican, and all these other identity politics. I think if people are better off financially with one group, with one representation, I think that they'll vote for that group. But right now, as a neutral party, I don't have a dog in the fight. Like I said, I don't necessarily really care who wins. If one side wins, that's kind of good for me because of my tax bracket. If the other side wins, that's kind of consistent with many of my social justice beliefs. So I can see it from both sides of the coin. But right now, I look at the GOP and I see Kamala Harris. If the GOP keeps going into these personal attacks and they stay away from the issues, they're going to get absolutely boat raced in November. HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We we begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely
uptown,
from New York. You're definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit nikui.org.